Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Commander's Call for the 30th day of May, 2018. I'm your host, Pastor and Commander Dan. The call is being recorded for the folks out there that don't get a chance to listen live. We just finished up a call with the Patriots group here in Florida, so we'll discuss that here in just a minute. But before we get started, we do dedicate this call, this program, to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. And to my Welsh kinsmen, if they're still up, which I doubt it, it's all for early in the morning over there right now, Shumai, and welcome to the program. The website is PastorDan.net, and we have a lot of information there, including the schedule for these calls and for any of the videos that we're producing. And what we want to do is use videos and calls for educational purposes besides informational, such as tonight. If there is a topic that's causing you some consternation or confusion, if you send me an email or contact me, but whatever way you want, what we'll do is either create a short video to explain it, or we will make it part of a call. So... Okay. If you could, folks, give me just a second. One of our callers, his computer just died, among other things. I've had a lot of strange stuff, and he wants to call in tonight. So let me take just a few seconds here to send him the call-in information, and then we'll continue on. But anyway, the Patriots call was quite interesting. And let's see, we've also got, I believe, Jay is interested in joining us. Oh, okay, he's tied up with some official business tonight, so I don't think he'll be able to join us. Police business. So anyway, Jimmy, who was my guest, not necessarily a guest, but a caller for the last program, which I gave the wrong date for, by the way, so I do apologize for that. But the previous call, conference call, Jimmy from Bank versus You TV, he called in, and tonight he was also part of the Patriots call here in Florida, which is the statewide Jural Society. So I know quite a few folks who are educated about the Jural societies, the committees of safety, the militia, the grand juries, constitutional sheriffs, that whole gamut of information. So it was a very interesting discussion. I guess they have a weekly call similar to this call. And they also have a physical meeting up near Ocala, Florida, once a week. So what we're going to try to do is start coordinating efforts, because I know folks up in the panhandle of Florida that are doing similar work. I have a very good friend of mine I've known for many years who comes from a military intelligence background. He is associated with a group down in the middle of the state. I know several other people with similar type groups also in that area, the general area of the middle of the state. So we definitely want to start bringing the house together, okay? So it's not just a teaching call in ministry, but it is a... okay, I got somebody here. Let me see if I can change his name on here. The teaching and whatnot, because I think we've spent enough time doing that. We've been on the radio almost two decades now, and there are tons of websites now with Identity Truth on it. Kingdom Identity Ministries has all of their stuff available. You've got Anglo-Saxon Israel. You've got just Israel Elect. You've got different work of different researchers out there. So that stuff we've covered almost endlessly. And what we're trying to do now is move to the next step. The next step, why? Because the country's almost gone, folks. If you haven't been paying attention, there isn't much left of what used to be America. Now, we put a lot of hope in the winning of the election by Trump. So we are hoping that that is a good sign. We hope there's a good military out there. And if there is, then we have a fight. We have a fight coming one way or the other. It doesn't really matter. But if there is a good group out there, then we have to be ready to assist them, to work with them, to do whatever is necessary to make that successful. If they're not for real, if they're posers, LARPs, or whatever term you want to use for them, well, equally, then we have trouble, because that means that the enemy has totally fooled us. And now we're going to have to do the fight all by ourselves. So regardless, we need to be forming ranks. We need to be joining hands. We need to be reaching out, networking. I think you remember that there was probably 2 or 3 years ago when I first started talking about the Bible passages that talk about the last days being as it was in the days of Noah. So what was going on in the days of Noah? Okay, there was a small group of righteous Yahweh believers, and they were greatly outnumbered. Things were tremendously wicked, so much so that Yahweh had to destroy the people in that area. But Noah and his righteous family, believers and followers of Yahweh's law, they were given an ark. They were told to build it, and when the time came, Father told them to get into the ark, and then Yahweh himself sealed the door. So there is your example for the times that we live in today. So we talked about what could the ark be like in this day and age, because obviously it's a lot more people than there were in the days of Noah that are going to try to get on the ark. And we said, well, what if the ark is made of people instead of wood this time? What if the ark is the networking of believers together to look out for each other, to help one another, to stand guard with each other, to share truths and information, whether it's about the geopolitical stuff going on or a very serious problem we have today is in the area of food and medicine. What they're calling medicine is turning out to be a poison. What they're calling food down to the grocery store is not good for us. Article after article, every single day I'm reading them. There is almost so many of them that they're giving me headaches. It's just like, how could it be this bad? And folks, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg being exposed right now. Just the tip. Some of the latest QAnon board watchers and all that have put some very interesting stuff up lately about what's going to happen within the next 2 weeks, especially by June 11th. So we want to be aware and on our toes as we approach June 11th. Again, I'm not telling you that what they're putting out there is 100% fact. We don't know that yet. But what that does tell me is there is a movement afoot that by June 11th, one of two things is going to happen. It's either there is a good group of military and intelligence officers working with patriots and militia and constitutional sheriffs that want to take this country and turn it around, and this world, by the way, or there isn't. One of those two things will become very evident within the next couple weeks. And so we should be making preparations as good Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for any scenario, shouldn't we? Isn't it what the Boy Scouts teach? You should be prepared for all contingencies that you may face in the very near future. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the program, this is a Q&A or question and answer session. I have it set up that way, which means Everybody is automatically muted, and if you have a comment that you wish to make, you need to either on your phones, you would hit star 6, and if you're on your computers, there should be a little button there that either has a question mark on it, or it has Q&A, which is questions and answers, Q&A, and that would signal me to click you on to the conversation. So just like a standard Robert's Rules of Order meeting, it's set up under Q&A that only one person can talk at a time. So I do know that John, our brother John from Miami, has wanted to call in, but he can't. And I think he's got a question. Let's see here. I'll have to use the message board. Apparently he's having trouble with the audio. He's on his computer. And let's see here. We seriously need to see some high-level arrests, starting with Hillary and her rotten husband. According to what I read today earlier and listened to the reports, John, I believe you're going to see it. So, brother, I'm asking all of my patriots and brothers and sisters in Yahweh to please be patient just a little bit longer. And that doesn't mean put your ammunition away and don't sharpen your knives. No. We should be doing that every day anyway for self-defense purposes. But what I'm saying is we've been in this fight. Everybody's battle-weary. I know that. Everybody's battle-weary right now. Everybody I talk to. But it's darkest before the dawn, okay? Yes, we haven't seen enough arrests. We haven't seen anybody punished the way they should be punished. But this is the first time I've seen somebody who claims to be on the inside telling us that we will see exactly what we want to see. Now, either the good guys, what we call the white hats or the alliance, either they're for real and they're going to start doing this and we're going to help them, or if they're frauds, then they need to beware of the fact that we the people will take care of business. All right, you guys have been given a chance, you people that are part of the system. If you're not going to do your jobs, then get out of the way, because Scripture makes it very clear. The whole world is in travail, waiting for the sons of Yahweh to be manifested. What's the word manifest mean? To be visible, make known, okay? Right now, we're not. We're kind of on the sidelines and in below the radar screen. But when the sons of Yahweh decide, I've had enough of this garbage, and it's time to put an end to it, in the name of our Father, by His righteous rules, not as a ragtag army just doing whatever they want to do on their own, willy-nilly. No. According to the rules of engagement that come out right out of the Bible tells us how to conduct warfare. So obviously we have a right to do warfare, right? If the Bible tells you how to do something, doesn't that mean you have a right to do it? Well, obviously you do, right? Let's see here. Battleship 41, I believe that's John. We can grow our own food. Whole Foods is no longer what it was started out to be. They are doing away with the GMO labeling on their products that they carry. You can thank the Jew boy, Jeff Bezos. Bezos, who is the owner of Amazon and the Washington Post, who now owns Whole Foods. Yeah. Yeah, I just read that in the article. Yeah, they're not going to honor GMO labeling, which means that they will put the poisonous food on the shelf and sell it to you. Well, that's typical of the Zionist Jew, isn't it? Isn't that why Christ condemned them? They have no scruples. They have no moral code to go by. After all, they murdered Christ, the Messiah, a perfect man, perfect, in every way, perfect. And it didn't bother him one bit to orchestrate his phony trial and to demand that he be crucified when he had not done anything wrong. Does that sound like our court system today? Just a little bit? People in the courtroom end up losing. We all know what happened with Pastor Richard Butler out there in Idaho with the Aryan Nations when Edgar Steele went to represent him in court. We interviewed Edgar Steele right here on By Yahweh's Design many years ago when that was all going down. And I asked Edgar Steele on the radio, I said, why did you take the case? Back then, he was not Jew savvy, if you will. He was a 25-year veteran of the California penal system and court system with no losses. Edgar Steele had never lost a case in 25 years. And do you know why? Well, he told us on the air. He goes, I never lost a case because I studied everybody that came in to me who wanted me to represent them. I studied their case, and I only took the ones I knew I could win. How about that? Edgar Steele said that. I only took the cases I knew I could win. He said Richard Butler was a hands-down decision. Should have been a hands-down decision of not guilty. He did not commit any crime according to the law. He said, but that's when I was made aware of how powerful these Antichrist Zionist Jews are in our court system. Because Aryan Nations was basically robbed of their property. Richard Butler was Aryan Nations, really. So, I mean, that whole fiasco. So here again, you know, nothing changes. Nothing new under the sun. Isn't that what Solomon said? So we've got the same stuff repeating over and over again. All the more reason why we need to join ranks right now. We need to start coming together as a collective of people who share a common faith, who share common DNA, a common love for this nation and its founding fathers, a common law, a common decency, and want this evil, wicked way to go away. That's what we have in common. That's what we need to reach out to others, just like the founding fathers did just over 200 years ago at the start of this country. Who were the leaders of the militia just over 200 years ago? That's right. The local pastors were usually the head of the militia. Now, what was the church used for a little over 200 years ago? Well, the church was basically a building used for many things, and a lot of times it was used to hold court. It was used for civic administration. The local government or the local magistrate would do civic duties in the church, and then on Sabbath it was used for a sermon. But it was also used for something else. It was used as an armory for the militia. When the Redcoats marched on Lexington, it was to take the black powder, musket balls, and rifles that the militia had stored in the church basement. That's what the basement of the church was used for, the militia to store their gear. And the Redcoats were coming to Lexington, which Lexington Green was the church property. The Patriots that stood against the Redcoats that day were on church property. So you see how there's no difference here? All right? People say that, you know, you got these modern-day preachers telling you that you shouldn't even think of violence or own a gun or be willing to fight for anything, and yet just over 200 years ago, the leaders of the very revolution that formed this great nation were the preachers, preaching liberty, preaching against tyranny, preaching against unfair taxation, preaching against the overreach of government, and preaching the right of the people to defend themselves against said tyranny. So when the British came up there and the shot heard round the world happened, there was an exchange of fire, and I think it was 7 or 8 of the colonials sacrificed their life that day on Lexington. There were a whole lot more Redcoats, if I remember correctly, that ended up being killed, but that started the conflict. It was on church property by churchmen. It's no different today. We have tyranny coming out of state government. We have tyranny coming at the county level. We have tyranny coming at the federal level. And as one guy said to me many years ago, the people have as much tyranny as they accept. Well, it's time to say no more. I don't accept the tyranny. Every piece of paper that was the organic foundation of this nation, the organic documents, whether it's Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, or any of the other documents, the organic documents, every one of them states that we, the people, have the inherent power. We read that on the radio here many, many times. In fact, let's say, because I've been seeing there's a renewed effort to try to get some sort of a bogus legislation to give them the, quote, right. They don't have rights. But to, under the color of law, take our weapons away. Well, George Washington said this: when government takes away a citizen's right to bear arms, it becomes the citizen's duty to take away government's ability to govern. Now, you back that up with the Pennsylvania State Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, entitled Declaration of Rights. Now remember, rights cannot be legislated away. All power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority, meaning we the people, and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. When it says there, they're talking about you and me, the people. For the advancement of these ends, meaning our peace, safety, and happiness, they, the people, have at all times an inalienable and indefeasible right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think proper. Thomas Jefferson backed it up with a statement saying this: the constitutions of most of our states and of the United States, or States United, assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves. It is their right and duty to be at all times armed, that they are entitled to freedom of person, freedom of religion, freedom of property, and freedom of the press. Another one that was sent to me, I think, is very appropriate for today. Actually, there's two of them here. Let's read those real quick, and then I'll start opening it up if anybody has questions. But under Code of Honor, be without fear in the face of your enemies. Stand brave and upright, that Yahweh may love thee. Speak the truth always, even if it means your death. Protect the helpless and do no wrong. I sure hope our libertarian friends are listening. What they want fits right in with what Yahweh's word teaches. And then this one says, never be lukewarm. Remember what Christ said about the lukewarm? Yeah, he's going to vomit them out of his mouth. Never be lukewarm. Life itself demands passion. He who is indifferent to Yahweh God has already forfeited his soul. He who is indifferent to politics has already forfeited his liberty. In America, religion is not mere window dressing, and citizenship is not a spectator sport. Do not allow our common destiny as a whole people to just happen without your input. Now, how does the Bible say that very same thing? Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Now, interestingly enough, we've talked about that. Be ye doers of the word. What is the word? Actually, it's logos in the Greek. Logos in the Greek, its number one definition is a plan. It's not just the spoken word, it's a plan, because intellectual logic, which is where the word logos is L-O-G-O-S, that's where obviously the English today we have the word logic. It means that whether it's a spoken word or a formulated plan, it requires intelligence, human intelligence. So it says that the Father's plan is where we're supposed to be. Be ye doers of the plan. What was the plan? He laid it out. The plan was that Adam, the white race, was put down here to administer his law, to bring law and order. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do a little bit of historical research, and you're going to find out there's only one race that brought law and order to this world. That's ours. They may have been called Parthians, Scythians, Celts, Celts, Iberians. At one time, our people lived in North Africa, and no, they weren't black. I mean, I can't believe how many idiots today, because some of the Israelites lived in North Africa, or the Ethiopians many, many thousands of years ago. Because it's in Africa, everybody says, well, then you're saying they're black. Really? You can't think past the fact that if a white man travels to Africa, does he all of a sudden turn black? When a black man comes to America, he turns white? No, obviously not. Back when these things were written about the Ethiopians and the Egyptians and all that, they were ruled over by our people, the pharaohs, the khans. They were Caucasians. The loving, caring, sharing people, the ones who were given the breath of Yahweh in Genesis, isn't that what it says? There was a six-day creation, and then he created Adam, Adam, to show blood in the face. That's what Adam means. Only one race shows blood in the face. And we're not talking about mixed breeds. We're talking about pure breeds, pure blood. Only one pure blood race blushes or shows blood in the face, is rough or ruddy, which is another definition of Adam. So here again, we got a lot of problems, but Yahweh's starting to open up some doors here. We're seeing some things starting to happen. Jimmy from the Bank versus UTV, we had a great conversation. He's got a circle of friends with talent and whatever that they may have. We have ours. I know people connected with law enforcement. I know people connected with the military. I know people connected with the citizens' councils, not only here in Florida, but all over the United States. I've been in this for a very, very, very long time. And it's been painful to watch this country to continue to disintegrate, when so many of us have been beating the drums loudly and standing on the rooftop screaming our heads off to watch out. Disaster is coming. Now you might say, why did we do it back then, especially when there were so few of us? Why did we do it? Because the Bible says, what is the punishment for the watchman that when the enemy approaches and he does not sound the alarm? Do you remember that verse in Scripture? Actually, there's several verses that talk about it. I'll let you go ahead and do the research. Now with electronic Bibles, it's a whole lot easier. Back in the day, we used concordances to try to find everything. Now you have electronic concordances, which are lightning fast. All right, but just punch it in there. If you don't sound the alarm, the blood of the innocent people that will suffer is on your head. And I sure hope the people out there active duty in the military and active duty in law enforcement. Actually, let's stop calling it law enforcement. That is a Zionist term that came about in the late 80s and 90s, about the same time we have human resources. Wait a minute. When I was a little boy, we were called employees. That's because we worked for Christian-owned white companies. Small companies, mom-and-pop companies, you were an employee. They treated you like family. Then along comes the 80s and 90s, and we went from being employees of a small company to human resources. Does that sound familiar to you? Who is it on this earth that considers every other race a human resource for their bidding, for their taking advantage of, for them to enslave us? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. That's where human resource, the whole idea of a human resource, that's why you're treated like a human resource today by your companies. They look for every way to get you out of your retirement or any of your benefits because you're just like a cow out in the pasture field. If you can't produce milk, if you can't produce beef, if you can't produce calves, we don't need you anymore. We'll take you down and turn you into hamburger or send you off to the glue factory because, after all, you're just a resource. See how that works? Well, the same thing happened with law enforcement. When I was a boy, they were called police officers, and oftentimes they were called peace officers. And why was that? Because if you were not disturbing the peace, they had no business coming to your door. Now they come to your door to serve all kinds of goofy paperwork, or if you miss a child support payment. I mean, they've got excuses as long as your arm as to why they feel they have a right to come on your sacred property, bust your door down to come in to get you. And yet it didn't start out that way. A peace officer had no jurisdiction whatsoever, no right to even step foot on your property unless there was a disturbing of the peace, which means not a thought crime, not a tweet crime, not a YouTube crime, but an actual damaging of another person's body or their property. And now look what we got today. We got people actually going to jail for simply asking a question. People going to jail for simply asking somebody in government a question. They call it a felony if you put your finger on a police officer today. Just touch them with your finger. That's a felony. That is a misnomer if ever I've heard one. Go look up the root of felony. What felony really means. Felony is an egregious physical assault. Touching somebody with your finger is not a felony. You know, they say they took away the death penalty in America. No, they didn't. They took away the death penalty for somebody killing you or a member of your family. But they kept the death penalty if you harm a public servant, if you harm a police officer or a government official. See, their lives mean more than yours. Their lives mean more than mine. Do you see a dichotomy here? Do you see a line between us and them? Do you see how this is all Zionist controlled? Go over to Itzalai and ask the Palestinian how the Palestinians think about being under Israeli domination for all these years. Okay? That's their way of looking at things. That's not our way. That's their way. And now it's destroying our nation. It's not only destroying our nation, it's destroying virtually every white nation on earth. And as our nations are destroyed, it's also then spilling over to the other people's countries, all right? Because we bring law and order. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. But if you do any kind of searching of history, the loving, caring, sharing people who actually cared enough about other people were our people. That's just the way it is. And again, it doesn't mean that we're always right or that we're perfect, but we have been there for the world far more than anybody else has. That's just history, just history. So we listened in on this meeting tonight. Hold on a minute. I see a few texts coming in here. Hold on a second. Duty during warfare was a death sentence, as it should be. I'm not sure I understand that one. while Tommy in the United Kingdom was falsely charged, sentenced without due process, treated as a spy. I think you're talking about Tommy Anderson, right? Let's see. He also says down here, they call us goyim, which means cattle in their slang terms. We're just cattle. Human resources. That's why you're treated in the legal system as cattle. In fact, I remember going into a courtroom back in the 80s with some other brothers to support one of our own who was being abused by the local municipal court. So we went to the municipal courthouse to support him. Well, obviously, they put him at the very last. So we had to sit there and wait as they processed, and it literally processed all the people in front of us. And I remember the remark being made, I feel like I'm in a stockyard and they're processing cattle to be taken over and turned into hamburg. That's exactly what it felt like. Just next, gavel. There was no juries. There was no oaths. There was no promise to tell the truth. Nobody, it was just processing cattle, fleecing them. You owe this much. You owe this much. You owe this much. Give that guy your check. Give that guy your cash, or you're going to go to jail. Next. You wonder why we're in trouble. John says here that when it is legal and lawful and moral to when is it legal and lawful and moral to shoot a policeman / sheriff in self-defense, like what happened to the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas? Everybody has a right to self-defense. That's a God-given right. Everybody has a right to defend yourself. And that's a case-by-case thing. There is no patent answer to that question. So just bear that in mind. Like I said, Yahweh made us. Yahweh gave us the right to defend ourselves. We have that right, whether it's as individuals, a family, or a group of families. We have a right to defend ourselves against injustice. And when tyranny comes, well, the founding fathers said what to do. The Bible tells us what to do, etc. So it was a very good call that we listened to earlier tonight. I thought it was a very good call. So we're going to try to hook up with these people and find out what they're doing, see if we can merge what we're trying to accomplish with what they're trying to accomplish, where we have some commonality. All right. No, we're not going to be on the same page 100% of the time. That's never going to happen. All right. It's just never going to happen. So if you're looking for the perfect a group of people who's going to agree with you on everything, well, then you're going to be standing out on the battlefield all by yourself. All right? Just as long as you know that. I suppose there's some people that actually don't care that they'll be by themselves, but just understand that you will be by yourself. All right? That's one reason why when I do these calls, I would rather go by Commander Dan, as in a member of the militia, rather than Pastor Dan, because as soon as you have the word pastor associated with your name, everybody starts thinking that you're a little G God. You can't say a bad word. You can't fart in church. You can't say this. You can't say that. Everything has to be out of the Bible. It's like, what? You know, that's why I enjoyed reading George Lamps's books on the idioms of the Bible, where he says that the word that's been translated pastor could just as easily have been translated as commander or leader. If it's a religious thing, it would be pastor. If it's a civil thing, it would be a leader. And if it's a military operation, it would be commander. It just means somebody in authority, but also who has the sheep as his concern. He does what he does because he's trying to protect the sheep, just as the good shepherd, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, did. He was here for love of the sheep. He didn't want to see them taken advantage of. He wanted to expose the wolves in sheep's clothing. We've got a lot of those. We even have wolves in clerical clothing, i.e. the Roman Catholic Church. And you could even throw in the Protestant churches today. Many of them are just as egregious in their violation of our rights and just as deep down that rabbit hole of pedophilia and everything else. If nothing else, they're deep down the same rabbit hole of teaching error, the doctrines of devils, as if it's the words of our Messiah. It's still lies, it's still misrepresentations, and it's still getting people hurt. Christ made it very clear, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth. Not lies, not gossip, not hearsay, not personal opinions, but the truth. I worked with a guy many years ago, tried to tell me there is no such thing as truth. No such, I just looked at him. He was a Navy guy. I was an Air Force guy. So, and we worked together. I didn't particularly care for him. I didn't care for some of his habits, and I didn't think he was a very good procedure writer. However, we got into a philosophical debate one day, and he made that statement. There is no such thing as truth. I just looked at him. I said, are you a complete idiot or what? We almost went to fisticuffs right in the middle of the field office where we were working. Until some guys grabbed us and pulled us apart because he was getting that heated and that was getting me that heated. I just felt it was unbelievable that somebody that should have an IQ much better than that would sit there and tell me there's no such thing as truth. I said, you know, have you been to a synagogue lately? I mean, where else would you hear some nonsense like that? Let's see here. Okay. I got a text. Wanted to make sure it was okay. Pretty much that was it for the meeting. Sounded like some very good people. They've got some good ideas, so we're going to stay in touch with them. And again, they were talking about the Adjutant General, the Committees of Safety, working together with local constitutional sheriffs and the citizens' militias. They did bring up a very good point, something we've talked about many times, that we need to form something for protecting ourselves. We cannot count on the current situation as far as law enforcement or military to be there to protect the innocent any longer. You can't take that for granted. It doesn't mean it won't happen. I'm just saying you cannot take it for granted. So we need a contingency plan of how are we going to look out for each other to protect each other. Just as during the call, they mentioned a guy by the name of, I believe it's Harry Trussell, who was a whistleblower, and they trumped up charges on him, and now he's incarcerated. That should never happen. In fact, the people that trump this stuff up, they need to be dealt with severely. That is a breach of trust of the people. And the scripture says that anybody in a position of trust is held to a higher standard. And if they violate that position of trust, their punishment is double what you and I would get. It's that serious. That's a biblical way of just saying these public figures, and especially law enforcement and military, they're held to a higher standard. And when they violate that, that's how serious it is. It's serious. We're taking it lightly today. There are criminals amongst our police officers and military. They're criminals, all the way up to and including treason. And I can't tell you the last time I read an article about one of these people hanging from the end of a rope. Murder is murder. Treason is treason. Kidnapping is kidnapping. And if you and I are to suffer for those, they should suffer double. That's how serious it is. And the reason that they're running amok in this country is because there is no accountability. It's quite simple. There's no accountability. And so we need to be putting our heads together as teams, as citizens, as believers, to defend ourselves. We have a right to defend ourselves. In fact, we actually have a duty to defend not only ourselves, but especially the weakest amongst our society, which is what? Our widows and orphans. How many times does the Bible say, to care for the widows and orphans. Why? Because they represent the people who are most vulnerable. If you can't protect your widows and orphans, what the hell good are you? What's it say about your society? Even the widows and orphans can't take for granted that they'll be watched over and protected? That's pretty sad. I mean, think about it. That's sad. It's like we watched that video out there in Arizona where those police officers, especially the young punk in the front, gunned that man down in the La Quinta hotel out there. And it was on his body camera. They had body camera footage of him murdering that young man in the hallway, who was on his hands and knees, actually crying because this guy was making him do so many stupid things, screaming and yelling at him, threatening to shoot him. And then he did, put 5 bullets in him, if I remember right. That's murder, folks. I don't care if you've got a damn uniform on or not. That's murder. And when a society allows that to happen, and that guy to go free, and the jury wasn't allowed to watch that video because it was so damning, you have tyranny, folks. You don't have a free society anymore. You don't have biblical justice anymore. It's simply a tyranny. Now, again, the phone lines are open. You just have to hit *6, or if you're on a computer, you have to hit the right button. I don't know what your screen's got up on it, so I can't tell you what the little button would look like there, but I do know on the phones it's *6. So if you have any comments, questions, things that we need to be looking at, things for the next meeting, also, if there's any suggestions for short little educational videos about anything, I kind of like doing them. They're not super professional, but I try to get the point across in as few minutes as possible. If there's teaching aids that are needed, I try to incorporate those. That's how we get past all this, folks. The Founding Fathers and the Scriptures both talk about the fact that we, the people, need to be armed with the truth at all times. The Founding Fathers said that if the country should ever get into trouble, if we should ever be in trouble, and Lord knows we're in trouble, it's because the people don't have the truth. And thanks to the controlled media by these Zionist communists in this country, the people have been lied to for a very long time. They don't have the truth about much of anything. I've come to find out they've lied to us about just about everything. And when you don't have the truth, you're pretty much hamstrung. And that's what they want. They want us to be unable to put up a resistance to the New World Order. The good news is that the rebellion and the rebellious spirit of the American and people in general has risen dramatically, especially over since the election, when the ultimate communist was going to continue for the orangutan in the White House. And then this country would have been over. Okay, so there is a upswing on people who are starting to grow a conscience. The Bible talks about the fact that Yahweh would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Ezekiel tells us in chapter 37 about the valley of dead and dry bones. That's an allegory to the fact that we got a bunch of zombies walking around in America today, spiritually speaking. They're zombies. They're dead. They're the walking dead. Now, Hollywood movies, of course, take it off in some ridiculous direction with their idiotic productions. But the idea of zombies goes back many, many hundreds of years. The same thing with the vampires and all that. Those are stories and allegories to teach a lesson. And a zombie was the walking dead spiritually. They weren't talking about physically dead and coming back up through the ground. That's retarded. They're talking about people that just are bags of bones with no spiritual life in them, okay? That's what it's talking about. So Ezekiel's telling us the Father was going to inject those bags of bones that are walking around with that glazed look in their eye. He was going to inject them with his spirit. He was going to ignite the spirit within. Now, he chooses who he's going to call out. That's not you and I. We don't have any part in that. All we are to do is be truth tellers, and when called upon, be doers. But he says, I'm going to raise up an army, a vast and mighty army in the latter days. To do what? To make war with the beast. The book of Revelation makes it very clear that the beast is going to be annihilated. So all of these, what they are calling elitists, the book of Revelations describes them as the rulers and the merchants who are drunk on the delicacies of the whore of Babylon. Now, if you look up the Greek words, it's talking, when it says delicacies, who's running around in BMWs and Mercedes-Benz? Who's got the 50, 60, 70-foot yachts out on the bay? Who's living in the $2, $3 million homes? They're drunk on the delicacies of Babylon. The very things that the Christ was tempted with, only he said, no, thank you. The very things they'll tempt you with to get you to go along with the program. What do you think they give all these crisis actors that are putting on these little stage productions, these false flags? They do two things. They give them money, delicacies of Babylon, promise them this, promise them that, and they also threaten them. So they have a double-edged sword. They get them to buy into the system by giving them treats, delicacies, but they also get them to sign a non-disclosure with a threat of physical harm or imprisonment or fines. So people, because a lot of people say, how could they get away with these false flags and nobody report on it? Well, how did they hide the USS Liberty for so long? All right, we've interviewed two of the survivors right here on this radio program over the years. I've got them archived. All right, what did they say? A member of the Admiralty and his staff, the Admiral and the Admiral's staff, came to visit us one at a time and told us that we are to keep our mouths shut or we would pay a price. So all the way up to Admiral was behind the cover-up of the murder of United States sailors and the wounding of over 100 on the USS Liberty, a false flag in the 1960s, whereby the Israelis strafed, bombed, and torpedoed a United States Navy ship flying a huge U.S. flag off the back end. It was an intelligence-gathering listening ship that didn't have anything but machine guns on it, no cannons, no torpedoes, sitting in the water like a sitting duck, and the Israelis strafed, bombed, and torpedoed that ship for over 2 hours. And the admiral that was going to come to their aid was told by the White House to stand down, basically let them sink the ship and kill every sailor on board. They got away with that for a long time. Who's ever paid the price for that disaster? They tried to blame it on the captain, the brave captain who actually got that ship almost, it was sunk, but he was able to work with the crew and get that thing back. This is how these people work, folks. That's who we're dealing with. There's no integrity, no honor, no compunction to honor any kind of an agreement, contract, whatever. In their eyes, whatever it takes to get what they want. That's how they operate. Whatever it takes to get what they want. Listen to Cody Snodgrass, the CIA contractor who has turned whistleblower. Just listen to one of his interviews. Or Robert David Steele, the other CIA guy that's a whistleblower. Or Kevin Shipp. They're all ex-CIA telling the truth. Okay? So the country's in trouble. We need to form ranks. We need to circle our wagons, because I think things are going to get dicey here very quickly. If Q and the Q post or the Q board anons are correct, then within the next 2 weeks, if they unload the stuff that they're alluding to in these posts, that is going to send gigantic ripples through this society. Even without what Q's talking about, I've been watching the financial markets and I've been listening to the financial people, and we're on the precipice of some big changes. And I'm not, this isn't fear porn. I'm simply telling you, this country is going to go through some major changes. So you need to be prepared. Exactly what Christ said. I don't want you to be afraid in the latter days when all of this comes to pass. You are not to be afraid. That's why I'm telling you now. So clear back 2,000 years ago, the Christ informed the disciples to write it down, to warn us 2 millennia later that when this great upheaval comes, we are not to be fearful. Not to be fearful. To be diligent and to be alert and to be proactive type people. Don't sit around and bitch and moan about everything. Figure out what you can do. Everybody can do something and prepare to do it. And to have the equipment or whatever it is you need to do it. Does that all make sense? I sure hope it does. Don't have anything else on the sheet here to cover at this time. Again, there'll be a lot of stuff on PastorDan.net as we go forward there. Hot news items I put up there, any kind of reference material. We're finding new stuff all the time. I put up some links to the Book of Thomas or Gospel of Thomas. One of the books that the Catholic Church would not allow to be in your Bible, but some very interesting things accredited to the Christ in that book. Very interesting. So we're learning as we go, right? Keep an open mind. Nowhere was it written that, you know, all the stuff that we need to know was given out 2,000 years ago and nothing new would ever be discovered or known or whatever. No. We're supposed to keep an open mind, and we're supposed to work as a team. That's the thing that everybody seems to forget. Father wants us to work as a family, as a team. He's looking for us to put aside a lot of our egos, a lot of our problems, our preconceived ideas about this and that. Put them away in the name of unity and family. Because when the enemy comes down off the ridge and attacking you, do you think anybody really cares what kind of clothes you got on, or did you make a mistake and get a tattoo 25 years ago, or which version of the Bible you're reading? Do you really? All right. Personally, over the years, I've met some of the strongest Adamites, believers, if you will, in bars instead of churches. Some of the worst behaving people I've ever met and dealt with sat in a church every Sunday, claiming to be a Christ lover and a Bible believer and just holier than thou. And they really weren't. Deceiving themselves. And professing themselves wise, they became as fools. That's what Proverbs says. It also says that I will use the unlearned to confound the wise. Did you ever stop and think about what that verse means? I will use the unlearned to confound the wise. Go do a word search to the original languages for that, and you'll find out in the English today, the closest we could get would be, I will use those without college degrees, without formal education, to confound those that have all kinds of credentials behind their name. And I've seen that happen time and time again. He's no respecter of documents, parchments, positions, money. He's looking on the heart of men. He's looking at the inside. What drives you? What's your motives? What's your goals? And that's what he's going to make his decisions on, whether you get to go to the next step or not. This is a test down here, folks. Don't ever forget that. This here environment that he created called Haaretz, the earth, this is a place, a special place he created to put us here to test us. Those who pass the test go on. Those who don't, to be honest, I don't know for sure what's going to happen to them. I just don't want to be part of that crowd. It keeps it simple for me. I want to be on the guy's side that when he says, "Come hither, my good and faithful servant." Wouldn't you like to hear that? Enter in, my good and faithful servant. Well, if that's your goal, that's what motivates you day in and day out, then you don't need to worry about what happens to the other people, do you? No, of course not. All right, nobody has clicked in that wants to say anything, so I think we'll wrap it up. It is 10 o'clock, getting late for us folks here on the eastern side of the country, and we'll schedule another call probably for Sunday, and if you would, go to PastorDan.net and check it from time to time on the radio call section or page, and I'll have the times and agenda, etc., will be put up there. Again, email me. There's a part there on the website, on each page of the website down near the bottom. It's got my email address. I would like to hear from you if there's anything we can do to help you. If you need to know if there's a section in the Word that's causing problems, if you got a neighbor that's irritating you, if you got somebody that's you need a legal question answered, or you need a biblical question, if you need your car fixed, if you need to know about food, if you need to know about traditional medicine versus the pharmaceutical, we've got people that have done the research, folks. We want to help you come out of Babylon. Come away from the pain. Come away from the lies. Come away from the deception. But we can't help you if you don't contact us. So we're putting that out there to you. We're going to use every resource we have to fix what's wrong in this world. And it starts by putting truth out there and then putting truth in action. Because truth by itself doesn't do a damn thing. Truth in action will get results. Christ changed this whole world. He was one man with 12 disciples. Changed this whole world, did he not? All right? We outnumber them, and we have technology they didn't even dream of back in those days. You're going to tell me we can't do something? We can't fix this problem? Sure we can. We just have to make our minds up that we're going to do it. Okay? So with that, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, the honor that you and you alone deserve. We thank you for the opportunity to share tonight. We would ask a blessing on each listener and those that will listen later on to the download, that you would fill our hearts with joy. Let us know that the Holy Spirit's with us every step of the way, that you have a plan. Everybody talks about Q's plan. Well, we've got Yahweh's plan, and Yahweh's plan will come to fruition, and maybe Q's part of that plan. We'll find out soon enough, won't we? Walk with us, Father. Forgive us our sins and shortcomings, and when we stumble, pick us up, put us on the right path, give us good discernment by thy Holy Spirit, and for sure, protect us from our enemies. We ask all this in the name of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hold on a minute. We do have somebody who wants to say something. So for those that want to stick around, can you hear me? Jim, can you hear me? Hello? I don't know what's going on here. Hold on.
There we go. I'm muted. There we go. Hey, Pastor Dan, Jimmy, Back Versus You TV. You know what? Great show. And I wanted to give an amen to your blessing prayer. And I also wanted to be kind of a funny guy because you said I could call in with questions on repairing my car. I was looking for the spark plugs in my diesel engine. Hey, where can I find those?
Well, when you find them, you call me because I want to know what you did to find them, all right?
Oh, my God. Hey, I love you, man. You are the best. And as you all know, I just say on air to our listening family, my business partner's mother passed away yesterday. So I've been putting together eulogy videos and getting my team on a plane. We're going to fly mom up to our land in Kentucky and yada, yada, yada. But I had to, when I got your text, I'm like, I got to come in and join the previous show. And let me tell you something, Dan. Hagen, I know Mr. Hagen. I don't have face-to-face knowledge, but he's done great works in Ocala, Florida, with my good friend Ron Rack. And we carried those 2 to 3 hour county council meetings on my channel each and every third Tuesday or whatever. I had Ron mic'd up. I've got all the videos. Not to get long-winded, but Mr. Hagen and Ron busted the last two officials that came in there. They were seated without a surety bond. And I kind of got to this on the other show, but to me, I agree with Mr. Hagen Smith. They are sitting as pretend government officials. They are not certified to be in their chairs. And how is it that the sergeant of arms does not walk in there and properly arrest them? And Mr. Hagen Smith and Ron, through some guidance of other people, I won't mention their names, prepared an arrest warrant for those two. Well, instead of, after the arrest warrant was presented properly in the county council, Mr. Rack was escorted out on the command of the council by the bailiff. And I have all this on air. And on recording. And Rusty, I believe was his nickname, knew Ron, and he said, look, man, I know you're right. This is almost verbatim quote. I'm going to start over. Look, man, I know you're right, but I'm 2 weeks from retirement. Once I get past that pinnacle, I'm moving to Montana. See, and herein lies the problem. Those of us that have the balls and the testicles and whatever, excuse me for being just point blank, I'm in a position where I don't give a rat's ass. And it sounds like you are too. But back to this bailiff, if he would have gone against his masters, Pastor Dan, he probably may have given them reason to not substantiate his pension going forward. So instead, this public official chose to obey orders instead of doing the right thing, even though he admitted on our audio and video that he knew he was doing the wrong thing.
Wow.
And I'm not after this. See, I don't want to go after Rusty. I think that was his nickname, but I may be wrong. It's you guys will know. And Hagen Smith will know, Mr. Hagen Smith. Ron Rack will know. I have all the recordings. But my point, sir, is the very people that we pay an elect to do a job for us, they're scared shitless. How do we let them know that, yeah, you're scared shitless, and yeah, you might retire, but it's that is limited. If you don't stand up and fight now, and you may retire, you may begin to get your pension checks, they're going to dry up, man.
Well, that's where we're looking into the community idea, where we could get into a community as a group and hopefully get either like a constable, or if we get a big enough group, a county sheriff of one of our own people, and they would be a duly constitutional sheriff, and they would then in turn deputize the men. And once they are deputized, we have a citizen's army, so to speak, and we would offer protection. And that's what we need. We have good people out there. Even without this protection, I just read an article about FBI agents that are desperately wanting to testify, and they're asking the Congress to subpoena them so that they must tell the truth on the witness stand. So
and
we have...
You know what? Not to interrupt you, but you're correct. And, you know, I don't know Secret Squirrel and the CIA head, but I have family that I've mentioned that are retired from FBI and Secret Service. And they are as egregiously pissed off as we are. And... You know, just today I spoke with my good friend. He said, Jim, the field guys are going nuts because it's almost like their hands are tied, Dan.
Well, they are.
Their hands are tied. And but as much as that's bad news, sir, I think that's good news. Because if we trap the good guys, and I don't mean to trick people, but if these men wake up in the morning after a bad dream, and they turn to and click their heels and join us, we do have a prayer in hell. And I fully agree with what you just stated. And I'm begging. I do know one constitutional sheriff. And my research says, Dan, if it's a constitutional sheriff in Texas, in Maine, in Alabama, they can deputize each and every one of us, even if we're not in their jurisdiction. We would just have to, and that's a whole nother show. But at the end of the day, show me a constitutional sheriff, bring him into our private meeting, and I will stand behind whatever we need to get this done, sir.
Well, we have people looking into that very thing right now. One of the guys I know is working with the folks in Michigan, where Sheriff Dar Leaf, who is a strong constitutional sheriff, in fact, he won Sheriff of the Year award, I believe, at the national level. So he's no slouch. He's very strong constitutionally, and so those folks up there are working on it. So we could coordinate efforts with them. They're already holding meetings. They're already looking into these things. We've got at least two, maybe three, possible sheriffs here in Florida who understand their obligations and duties according to the Constitution. And we have plenty of able-bodied men who would be willing to be deputized and form that legitimate army to protect the innocents and protect the whistleblowers. Those good folks,
Dan,
should be protected.
Dan, if you find a constitutional sheriff right here
What's
in
that?
Florida, I said if you find, and I do know a couple, but you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, okay, Jimmy, it's go time. Come on down to the courthouse, get deputized, and I will be there, sir. I will be right there.
Well, that's something we're going to work on because I know several people that are involved in that heavily right now. I'm going to contact them and see if we can either get the Florida guys or the Michigan guys online with us here to find out what the next step is, but we've got to press that program forward. We've got to get...
May I ask about Michigan, because I find that very interesting that you mentioned Michigan, because in my humble opinion, Michigan is lost. Arizona is lost. Nevada, Oregon, Washington State, lost. So if this gentleman is a constitutional sheriff, I would imagine his jurisdiction is a area of constitutional people. But how is he protecting himself in the state of Michigan, if I may ask?
I believe he's working with the militia there. I believe it's they're holding meetings together. He's working with them. He's not against them. So they're coordinating efforts up there. So I have not talked to him in a while, so I'll try to get some updated information on how that's going. But the point of it is that my friend that's from Florida, he lives down here and he's up there working with him. If I can get him to come on to the program, he could bring us up to speed with the results up there, and maybe he'll come back here to Florida. In fact, he told me that, now that I think of it, he told me that if we can get a body of people serious to do this, that he would come back to Florida in a heartbeat to work with our group, share what he learned up there, and let's get this thing moving. I mean, we've talked it to death. It's time to do something. Too many innocent people have suffered.
Yeah, we've beat this horse to death. You're right, Pastor Dan. Amen to that. And with all due respect, you know what, I understand organization and business. That's in my real job. We set up new businesses. I write executive summaries, business plans. But I'll tell you what, Pastor Dan, this might sound pretentious, but I'm not interested in becoming rank and file and joining... in other words, like... I played football before, man. I don't need a coach in my face. You give me a place on the field, I know what I'm doing. I don't need somebody barking in my face and being state leaders. And I went all through that crap. I'm just being honest with you. Mm-hmm. The men of this country need to stand up. If you have the balls enough to stand up and join us or whatever, I'm pretty sure we're not going to have all this other horse shit. Military, I'm a sergeant, I'm a, you know. Oh, somebody's stealing your car, man.
That's the neighbor.
But you see what I mean? Again, Pastor Dan, I don't mean to be an ass, but I'm past all the formal bullshit. I really am. We have a problem. I'm not saying we don't have to be organized, don't get me wrong. But all this other orchestrated fucking bullshit, I'm over it. Been there, done it, got a t-shirt, I've seen it fail. We need us. We need the men. And again, like Mr. Hagen Smith said, I'm not discounting the ladies. But God developed the men to go and take care of this while the women stay back and take care of the houses and the families. And if you think I'm being racist or whatever you guys want to call it, then so be it. That's my mix. That's the cake mix my mom and dad made. The men of this country, sir, it's far past that we stand up and just go take care of this and take care of it now. Not through the courts, not through 5 years of litigation and appeals and all this other happy fucking bullshit, excuse me. Let's just go and get rid of the cancer and set this country on a clear course. You know, I'm behind Mr. Donald Trump, our president. I am. I'm not so sure I like the slogan, Make America Great Again, because we have always been great, except we we, all of us, you, me, and everybody else listening, let it slip through perceived trust and normalcy bias. And I don't blame us for that, Pastor Dan. I blame those that lied to us. I blame those that pulled the curtain over our eyes. You know, let's go back to the 70s and the gasoline crisis where we all had to wait in line. That was total bullshit. 9/11, total bullshit. Sandy Hook, all these shootings. It's all been, Pastor Dan, these are just the scumbags that we've got to go eradicate right now. And I'm not inciting violence, but I'm not going to pussyfoot around very much longer, sir.
Well, the good news is that I have a lot of people contacting me on a daily basis, and your sentiments have been repeated to my ears numerous times. That tells me that we've reached the point very similar to when Christ was in the temple and he saw the money changers desecrating the temple of Yahweh.
Yes,
and
sir.
He formed that whip to beat them out of there. Even somebody as righteous as Yahshua was, you could push him up too far. And they've taken the generosity and kindness of our people to the breaking point, and they've pretty much said to me, no more. No more backing up. Come hell or high water, live or die, doesn't make a difference at this point. It's time to stop talking. It's time to organize.
Action.
And here's the thing. It says it very clearly in Scripture that when the Israelite men, the Adamic men, get together for war, when they do it properly, when they're prepared, they're regulated, and they're righteous. That's the key word I want everybody to let sink into their heads. Righteous. When they do it according to those rules, they are invincible. And all you got to do is go look at the stories of Gideon and Joshua and Lot and Abraham and King David, on and on and on. When we stick to the rules of engagement per the Bible and we remain righteous, we're not doing it for gain, we're not doing it for an agenda, we're trying to set things right. If we stick to that, I don't see how we could fail, brother. I really don't.
But you know what? And see, you said it. Same with my channels. You know, I'm going to celebrate 4 years on air every day, all day. And I don't have a donate button. I don't want your money. We have an angel fund set up, so we help other people. We are here to help. But I'll tell you what, Pastor Dan, I'm a nice guy. My dad was Scottish and my mom is Swedish. I get my balls from my dad and my heart from my mom. And that is a constant conflict in this engineer's mind. But as you stated, we have been patient. We have been bullshitted. I watched all the TARP hearings, all the bailouts of the banks, hence the channel Bank versus You. It is time to put down the super soaker, water pistol, and pick up a fire hose and put out this raging fire, sir. And I'm sorry. I do not want to see violence, but I am on the edge of, if that's what it takes, then so be it. I have the armor of the Lord, Pastor Dave, Pastor Dan. I do.
Well, there's an old saying from the Amish country where I grew up. You fight fire with fire.
With fire. That's right. And by the way, the Amish are great craftsmen. And again, I think I share with you, Pastor Dan, both my parents were from Charleroi, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we would go up there. We'd take a vacation every year, 1 year to Pennsylvania, 1 year out west. And, you know, I've been around all the Amish communities up there. I've seen their, you know, and my brother and I used to laugh at them because we were kids. But let me tell you something, man. They're healthy. They're craftsmen. They take pride in their work. What the hell happened to the rest of us?
We got lazy, and we allowed ourselves to be diluted and polluted with the Zionist, communist propaganda and entertainment.
Exactly.
I mean, look, you know, and a lot of people need to understand this. Look to Germany in the in the teens and the 20s, up to like 1920. They were suffering, especially after the war, they were suffering greatly in many of the same ways that we suffer today. Their morals were completely taken away. There were speakeasies, there was pornography, there was prostitution, there was homosexuality. All of this stuff came in like a wave after the Germans were defeated in World War I, which was a travesty. They should have won, but treason by the same commies back in Berlin sabotaged their efforts. So, what did they do? Well, that's when the National Socialist Workers Party came to power, because they said that we're going to take away that stuff. Now, our Jewish professors and publishers in America and the media moguls, of course, turned that around and said, oh, they were book burners, they were statists, they were totalitarians. What they left out was, what were they burning? They weren't burning textbooks. They were burning pornography. They were burning the lies and the perversions being pushed on them by the same people who are pushing them on in America. The only thing is they learned. They learned the lesson of what Germany taught them, that if a strong leader comes up amongst these people, they can defeat us. So when they came to America, they figured out that you better get the guys into the legal profession so that we can sabotage any effort to stop us. So that if there's another Adolf Hitler or another leader or charismatic leader who wants to bring the white man back to his moral underpinnings, we can subvert it because we control the courts. We control everybody because we control the money. Who owns the money?
You nailed it, Pastor Dan. You nailed it. Everything has been usurped. Usurped.
Yes. It has. It's
right,
all about the money.
That's right. Well, it's all about the money, but it's almost like, you know, it stepped over my mother's grave to make a buck. I mean, where have our morals gone, Pastor Dan? And people, you know, people even in my business circle, I see it in them. I don't say much. But they've lost their morals. All they care about is how much money that, and I see, I hate this word earned, because even my, you know, I kind of dropped off with this guy, and he married a wife that's in huge in big pharma, okay? And she's not earning her money, Mr. Dan. She's not earning her money. Yes, she goes to work every day and does all this, that, and the other. And I have to say, 10 years ago, I set up the company's SQL system and got them all set up. I didn't realize it. I was setting up the very, I need to be a little bit careful here, but, you know, I was performing a task that was helping the very entities that I want to take down. And at the end of the exercise, Big Pharma, just to pick that, and by the way, there's breaking news, you know, Bayer was approved to buy Monsanto, and that's, I mean, come on, folks. The writing's on the wall. But my point to that is, in my career, I've contributed to this shit. Unknowingly, Pastor Dan. And that's one of the other reasons I'm furiously pissed off.
Well, you're no different than the young sniper that I met back in the 1990s when I worked in Iowa, and he and I got to be friends, and when he felt confident enough to tell me that what happened to him, he started talking about being a sniper with 27 confirmed kills, and who knows how many unconfirmed. But I asked him, when I looked at him and I said, well, wait a minute, you look to be kind of young to have been in Vietnam. I just assumed he was talking about Vietnam. He goes, oh, I was never in Vietnam. I said, well, wait a minute, you're in the U.S. Army, you're a sniper, you got 27 confirmed kills. I said, where the hell were you doing all this shooting and killing? He said, South America.
Yeah,
he said... He said, Dan, he goes, now you know why I have nightmares every single night. Now you know why I have organized a local militia. And he said, it's everything I can do to not go to Washington, D.C. and take care of business. That was clear back then.
God bless that man. And Cody has said similar things.
Right.
I just got through making a testimonial. Forgive me, Lord, I had no idea what I was doing. You know, a lot of the technology, I hold 3 patents in text and this, that, and the other. But at the time, it was great. But it's being used against us. It's like that's what drives me. Pastor Dave, Commander Dave, whatever you want me to call you, and I don't mean that as a smartass, but the bottom line is the United States of America and its population is still living under perceived trust, normalcy bias in our generation, and our subsequent generations have been programmed to be dumbass. When's the last time you went to a prayer closet with a teddy bear and a can of Play-Doh, sir, when you had to deal with something hard in your life? When? I would say never, if I may answer for you.
Right.
Your Honor, the counselor's leading the witness. But, you know, I mean, we all have bad shit happening. And it's emotional, or it's the old shit, or, oh, my God, I didn't count on that. I get all that. Those are the challenges of life. Mm-hmm. But when our computers are getting attacked, Google is up our asses more than a rectal thermometer. I'm sorry for the ladies that are listening and the guys that can't take it. Well, that's your problem. But Pastor Dan, Commander Dan, I could go on all night, but I'm going to say this and I'll yield. I stand ready. I'm trained. I'm pissed off. I got a couple bucks. If you remember the Warren Zevon song, Money, Guns, and Lawyers, I'm ready. We need to get those sheriffs to deputize us, responsible men that are not to be hard asses or not to be pricks. These men have to be ready to go out there and just restore. Real quick, Pastor Dan, I know we're running way over your show clock here, but how in the fucking world were 76 people killed from last Friday through Memorial Day in Chicago? How? Oh, what is it, the M13 or 15 or whatever the gangs are? Let me tell you something. You give me 20 good men, I'll fucking clean up that basement in 24 hours.
Well, that's the whole problem, is the solutions are there. It's that we're sitting back on our haunches, assuming that the people, quote, in charge have the best interests of the country at heart, and they don't. None of the problems we have today take a rocket scientist to fix. They're easily fixed. It just takes people that honestly want the problem fixed to do it. And these politicians have been bought off by the same commies, the same Zionist commies we've been talking about. They've got too many shekels in their pockets. They've got too many shekels in the police department commander's pockets. It's not the guys down in the trenches that are the biggest problem. It's the so-called guys at the top. They've all been compromised. They got pictures of them in women's underwear. They got pictures of them with a child. They got pictures of them in homosexual acts. They got pictures of them in something. If they don't have it, they figure out another way. They threaten a family member, whatever. I've heard it from people that have actually been there.
So this I get it. That's a honey trap. But go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Well, that's my point. So if these people can be compromised, then they need to step down. It's beyond, you know, this whole thing about, well, I need to get a pass because they threaten my child. Well, then you need to leave. If you're going to take the job, whether it's a police chief, it's a colonel and above in the Army, if it's a captain in the Navy, if it's a congressman, a junior, it doesn't matter. If you've been compromised, at least have enough guts to leave.
Right.
That's the problem. And let the rest of us
take care
of the problem.
But you know what, Dan? To pussy out and say, I'm afraid for my wife and kids. Now, I've said on my air, and I even said on your show, I miss my Kim, and she would be right here with me, and she wouldn't have a cower. But, Dan, the Lord has put me in a position in my life and positioned me in the last 11 years to where I'm ready for battle. I'm ready for battle technologically, to film it if we need. But I'll tell you what, here's what I'm missing. We're all missing this. The right credential in a leather case in my pocket that says it's go time. It's time to go and use your common sense. You're not a prick because you have that badge. That's what we're fighting. And go out there and just take these people out, Dan. And I hate to say it. Hey, real quick, too. Did you see, you know, we have this sob story with McCain. And it looks like his wife is going to secede him in the 2 years left in McCain in our government. But excuse me? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, what do you think about that?
Well, you get as much tyranny as you accept. It's just more of the same poison.
How can we allow that, Dan? Arizona allowing that? Go ahead, sir.
Well, we're not allowing it. That's why I don't call them elections. I call them selections. That's what it is today. It's not an election.
She's not being elected, my friend. She's being installed.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. We've lost control. We got to go back. We could talk about this endlessly. The fixes are there. The rotten people are in charge. We know that. And that's why I'm going to give a couple more weeks. The Q Post said that everybody should be watching for June 11th. So, okay, I'm going to watch for June 11th. If there are good guys that are really wanting to take this country and set it back up on its feet and get this ball rolling to fix the country and bring her back to her greatness, former greatness, okay, you've got 2 weeks, fellas, 2 weeks. The clock's ticking. That's all
well,
I can
say. Where
do
we go? See, here's been the challenge, and I'm with you. I have patience, like, beyond Job. But I've seen these timelines. I'm not suggesting, you know, I'm all in, but at the end of the exercise, if we're going to make a June 11th timeline, and I know the white hats are way buried underground, and I know they're there, Dan. I know they're there. But when I say my prayers at night, you know, when I wake up in the morning and thank the Lord for another day, I always say, bring me the good guys. Bring the good guys. Let them get to know me and us. And maybe that's what we're doing through these radio shows, sir.
They're listening. They're listening.
Okay. Well, you have a guy here in Tampa that's got a couple bucks and money, guns, and lawyers. And I don't do a half bad job at broadcasting. Anyway. Well, Dan, thank you for accepting my call and elongating your show. You know, I'm a polished man, but when I get on these radio shows, I just let my emotions flow. So anyone doesn't like that, then they can kiss my grits. And I am recording this, and with your permission, I will upload it.
Oh, absolutely.
To my YouTube channel, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's certainly. I'm not, I don't care. Go ahead. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Jimmy, with that then, I think we'll call it quits. I know you're going to be tied up with your good friend and the tragedy in his family and all that, so I'm not going to bother you for till you contact me and let me know.
Well,
that.
Get with me over next week, and I'm sorry that I have to bypass your satellite flyover, but we will definitely make that happen. If you let me free up till about Tuesday next week, that'll be good. Otherwise, Commander Dan, I am always here, and if you call and you go to voicemail, I will call you back. I can't thank you enough for your gift of time, your work, which is what I do here. So God bless you, Dan, and I tell you, I'm honored to become your new friend.
Well, likewise here, Jimmy. So, again, Yahweh bless you. Keep up the good work. I got good vibrations. The Holy Spirit's telling me this is not by accident, that we are part of whatever is coming down the pike, because we're in Father's plan. And so all of us that are battle-weary and tired of seeing all this evil and all of this corruption, our day is about to come up forth. In the days of the sword, Psalm 149 and all that are just ahead, and we're going to set this thing right. As long as
Amen.
Yahweh has given us breath, we're going to set it right. So
Amen.
You have a good evening, and we'll be getting together very, very soon.
Yes, sir, and thank you for taking my call. God bless you, sir.
Absolutely. Yahweh bless. Take care.
Good day. Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the commander's call for May the 30th, and we'll sign off here. There will be an archive of this put up on PastorDan.net and Jimmy on his Bank versus You TV channel. I do encourage folks to go there and subscribe. He's also got some other backup channels on some different platforms that are not so censored, which we all do now. You got to have contingencies, because the enemy is doing their damnedest to censor just about everything. But that's a good sign. We're over the target, getting lots of flack. So we're going to take a silver spike and put it in the heart of this beast, and going to bleed it out. It's time this beast be put down, and I think we're the people. If not us, who? If not now, when? That's my question to you. So, again, signing off for now. Yahweh bless each and every one of you, and hallelujah.